103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's Classic Rock, and George McFly. Still on the phone with Mike Delvisco, professional bass fisherman. Going to be at the East Tennessee Fishing Show starting tomorrow afternoon at 2. It runs all weekend long. When we left off, Mike, you talked about your biggest largemouth you ever caught, 11 pounds, 4 ounces. When you hooked that monster, did it make your heart beat fast?
You know, it's Mexico. It's any time that you go there, you have a chance of catching double-digit fish. And yeah, it was pretty exciting.
I used to read when I was a kid in the Field and Stream magazine the article that they published every year about the world record bass caught on a wooden creek chub in 1932 or whatever it was, and he thought he hooked a log, and it was 22.5 maybe, or 22.15, I'm not sure, but the biggest bass of all time. And now they come close in California to breaking the record, but Mike, it's sight fishing. You just see the bass on the spawn beds and you tease them till they hit. I don't think that's fair. Mike, what's stopping somebody that pulls in a 22 pounder and just sticks about 16 ounces of shot down its gullet, and then it weighs in at a world record, and then they get millions of dollars in endorsements for the world record bass, but it's not?
Well, there is, I guess, and I've never caught a record fish, but I do understand that, you know, fish like that do go through, you know, a rigorous process of verification,
x-rays and such.
And I would believe that if you tried to stuff 4 pounds of weights down its throat, here somebody's gonna catch you, kind of like the walleye guys over the, I guess that was over the summertime last year, if you happen to see that.
What happened?
A couple of guys fishing a walleye tournament, actually a big, pretty big series, got caught doing exactly that thing, and they have been banned, and I believe brought up on charges too, and
good,
all kinds of different ramifications.
Good.
Yep.
I mean, if we don't keep fishing sacred, what else is in this crazy world, Mike?
That's right.
East Tennessee Fishing Show starts tomorrow afternoon at 2, goes through Sunday afternoon at 5. Talked to Sheila Bunch on the phone yesterday. She organizes the whole event. I asked her if there was a trout pond for the kids, but she said this year they didn't have room, but they got this, like, virtual experience.
Yes.
Where you could, like, hook a smallmouth bass and fight it.
Yeah. Sheila and I had a duel a couple of weeks ago, and she actually beat me.
She did.
It's called the Fishing Simulator, and it's been a hit at shows all over the country. It's a pretty cool thing, and it's on a video screen, and your line gets fed into this machine, and a program plays, and it simulates you fighting the fish. So you get to see the fish on the screen. You feel it pulling on your rod, your line, and all this, and it's really cool. So that's going to be a first for the East Tennessee Fish Show. People can play that in a little bit of downtime from getting to visit all the great vendors and seeing seminars and all the other stuff that the show has to offer.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I know if they could send a rover to Mars, it's about time they came up with a virtual experience for fish. And let me ask you another question before I let you go. I moved to East Tennessee in April of 21, so going on almost 2 years. I've had incredible difficulty fishing these beautiful bass waters. It's so competitive. It's I think we're overfished from Lake Loudon here to the Tennessee River. I have thrown everything that used to catch me a ton of bass, but mostly I love top water. I just do. And I go out at the proper times and fish under the trees and the docks and such. I love throwing a floating Rapala and twitching it in. Can they get used to seeing fake baits and then only eat live shiners?
Yeah, they sure can. And, you know, with all the popularity of fishing and tournaments, and, you know, I live on Douglas Lake here in East Tennessee, and we've seen the same thing. There isn't a day that goes by that there probably isn't some type of a tournament, whether it's a small jackpot or a major event going on. And those fish get, you know, they get used to seeing stuff and, you know, baits and fished upon, and they, you know, you're in their environment, you know, and they can control where they go and what they do and how they want to bite. And, you know, they do change locations and they change habits and, you know, based upon their environment. And, you know, the more they get fished on, the more wary they get. So you got to trick them a little bit more. But, you know, the Douglas is a great lake. It's got tons of fish in it. I guess I can leave you with a tip that, you know, I try to keep things as long as I've been doing this basic and simple, and try to let the fish tell me what they want and how they want to be caught, whether it's speed or color or depth or action of bait, stuff like that. And I try to keep things relatively simple in my approach.
Mike Delvisco, I appreciate the tips and great conversation, man.
Yes.
I'll see you at the Fishing Show, East Tennessee Fishing Show at Knoxville Expo Center, starting tomorrow afternoon at 2.
Sounds great. Take care.
Bye-bye. Good people. I came this close to asking him if he'll take me fishing. Ah! Sorry. I had a professional bass fisherman on the phone. Had a great conversation. The last words out of my mouth said, Mike, please take me fishing. But no! Hello, McFly. Hello. Think, McFly. Think.